This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat market for Wednesday, August 16th. Well, we continue to get beat up in the wheat space, as both Monday and Tuesday, the market has been under consistent selling pressure. Yesterday, corn and soybeans joined the party, and they saw some pressure as well. We just can't seem to break the bearish mentality. You've got a harvest, of course, for wheat going on in the Northern Plains, a good winter wheat crop, a good spring wheat crop, and that's just keeping the pressure on the wheat space for now. We're still looking at good production coming out of Russia, and Europe is in the tail end of their wheat harvest as well. So it's just the Northern Hemisphere deep into their harvest, and there's little reason to, you know, for the buyers to step up here. Russia's been dominating trade. They are holding, however, their floor price of around $260 a ton on a FOB basis. So at least we have that, but their ruble is crashing, and it's just making their products all that much cheaper in the export market. Looking at the Southern Hemisphere, there are some red flags being thrown up. It's a little early to get too worried about production there, but we are seeing El Nino continue to be an issue there. The weather forecasters are suggesting it should be in full force by October through November, which is toward the tail end of their production season, but it's already in force. And so if the normal patterns develop, we're going to continue to see dryness across Australia. The other concern, of course, is Argentina, which has been in drought for three long years. They have not seen much relief from that drought. And normally during El Nino, you tend to see more rain coming into the key parts of Argentina. That has not developed yet. Again, still plenty of time, but these are the things that we're watching as far as the wheat space goes. If even one of those countries runs into production problems, that creates, I think, a pretty bullish atmosphere for wheat. This marketing year, supplies will be comfortable at best, and I think a little on the tight side, especially for high quality grading wheat. But if you start to pull away production from key exporters, I think it just changes the dynamics, especially since you have Russia establishing a floor and the exporters appearing to be respecting that floor. Here in the United States, weather across the Northern Plains, conducive for wheat harvest. In the Midwest, it's turning dry, and there's a lot of heat coming into key parts of the eastern central plains and into the western and southern Midwest. By this weekend, some of the models are suggesting the heat's going to stick around for several days. We'll just have to see what happens. It's pretty likely that if you get an extended bout of heat, you're probably going to shave yields down just a little bit for corn and beans. But for the most part, we've avoided catastrophe in the Midwest. With all the heat that's been around the country, the pollination period did see some near ideal weather for both corn and soybeans. So we dodged a big bullet for those crops. But it looks like as we move forward, there is still some stress in the picture for them. But I think at worst, it's maybe a bushel for corn and a fraction of a bushel for soybeans that we would lose. I think we've gotten to the point where it would take a really extended hot and dry spell to do much more damage than that. So seasonally, we should be looking for some lows, really, you know, in wheat for sure, you know, during August. And as we get deeper into the spring wheat harvest, for corn and beans, we often see those seasonal lows, the late August, early September, and then we kind of just chop around. I think for wheat, we should be finding that seasonal low here fairly quickly. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.